Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley Football Friday, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most.
Take a hit from the bong.
All right, talking Sean Taylor. Phone lines are packed. My guy Juan Poderoso Romero. See if he'll come in there real quick, Cody. Go try to grab one. He's got a theory on the towels that I think makes a lot of sense. Let's go to Mike and Crofton on the phone lines. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Doing real well, thanks. So I work in community relations on, you know, a much lesser scale than what would be for the Washington football team. And, you know, I could tell you 3 days for my events would not even suffice. It would not get approval through my managers or anything like that. So that's the first red flag. Second red flag are just the basic things that they're missing, right? On an event like this, you're going to have a press conference. You're going to sit down, Jason Wright, going to have all the higher-ups there, take questions from the media, get that massive exposure, right? All the major networks are going to pick that up. Miss out on that. You miss out on promotions. The stadium doesn't sell out anymore. You sell tickets for $21. You know, it's an easy thing. This is just general basic stuff that anybody who works in public relations, community relations, marketing, they should know this already. And the fact that none of this is happening, they're missing out on all these bits and pieces of golden opportunities to build up this event, to honor Sean, and to really make right by the fan base. It smells nothing like cover-up to me.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. A lot of folks think cover-up. I was talking with Juan Romero during the break, and I wanted him to come in here. So we're talking about the towels.
Yeah.
And kind of explain your thoughts on the towels.
Now, just thinking out loud, like, do you think that this team, this organization, has any good relationships with printing company in the area based on past business practices?
Most of their past business practices end in courtrooms, not exactly on the golf course.
So if this comes up at the last minute, hey, I need 50,000 towels, nobody's going to do you a favor. Nobody's going to do you a solid if you don't have a good relationship. So 10,000 might be what you can get at, you know, with 3 days notice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not to mention, everywhere you go, there's supply chain issues.
Right. Definitely. That's definitely probably one of the biggest issues, too.
I mean, so maybe that's, I don't know. I hadn't thought of it that way. Maybe that's all you can get on 5 days' notice.
Yeah, because they didn't say when they're going to be available for you to purchase, right? They didn't say that yet.
Right.
Even if it's going to charity or the foundation, they haven't said when is it that you can actually purchase these towels online. So I don't know. I think it's a supply issue, probably.
A planning issue.
Makes sense.
Planning, supply, logistics, whatever you want to call it. It's an issue.
So the towels that they're going to sell, this is weird. I just clicked on this. The towels that they're going to sell, question for you. Wouldn't you just sell them in perpetuity? Just let people buy them whenever they want? You can only buy the towels through Tuesday, October 19th.
Why?
It's not even a week. You just made them available today. What the hell day is it?
Today is Friday.
I know that. The 15th. You just made them available Friday the 15th, and you're closing down sales. First of all, you're selling them. Then You just made them available October 15th, and you're closing down sales Tuesday, October 19th.
Well, listen to this. So, okay, man, we didn't do it right. We don't have enough towels. People love it. We messed up, but less profit. But we're going to give it to a charity. What charity is going to again?
The Sean Taylor Foundation.
Okay, that's fine. As long as it's going to Sean Taylor, that's fine. And we need to know exactly how many of them are sold in. But I mean, if it's going to Sean Taylor Foundation, that's the reason they're probably selling it, because this can put a lot of money into the foundation, and he can go out and do some good things with it. I have a problem with selling it based off of that.
I don't know why you put a hard finish line on it 2 days after the game. I get maybe you don't want to have to run e-commerce for this.
Do you think it's going to come back after the 19th and then it's going to go to somewhere else?
God, I hope not. Let's go to Jerry in Pasadena. Jerry, what's up, buddy?
Thanks, Juan. Hey, it's Gary.
Thank you, Juan.
How you doing, JP and number 30?
What's up, brother?
One of my all-time favorite players. With your tenacity, it couldn't be matched, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I got a few things to say. Obviously, this whole Sean Taylor thing is a debacle. That doesn't need to be said. But I want to point out Jason Wright. I'm a little disappointed in Jason Wright because I was really excited about his hire. He's a very intelligent, well-spoken individual. But the honeymoon's over, Jason. The honeymoon's over. He seems to be concerned about one person and one legacy only, and that's his. Case in point, the team name change. The fans should be heavily involved in this. Up in Baltimore, they allowed the fans to vote for what team name they would like to use for their new team. Mm-hmm. And we're not having any input in this at all. And
Jerry, let me push back on this a little. They have done a million panels, and fans have been able to submit stuff. I mean, they have done that.
And I don't think it's just up to Jason with this name thing.
I'll say this though.
Finish your point, Jerry. I don't doubt that. But he's just another person in a long line of Snyder hires that are basically a puppet. Let's be honest here. And look at, I know so many people that have left that were Redskins fans for 30, 40, 50 years and couldn't put up with it anymore. And guess who they root for now up the road? The Ravens. I'm hanging by a thread. I really am hanging by a thread because I'm sick and tired of our intelligence as fans being insulted by this classic clown organization. I'm sick and tired of it, and so are a lot of other people. Just look at the stadium every Sunday now. Dan Snyder, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, but maybe someone will relay the message, okay? I don't wish death on anybody. I don't. But how do you think people would feel about you, Mr. Snyder, if you passed tomorrow? That's the kind of legacy you have built yourself by destroying what we love. That's all I'm going to say. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. I love how at the end he said, that's all I'm going to say. You said a lot, bro. You said a lot. Oof. Jerry, though, gets to a point I want to make. Listen, I'm not trying to use anybody's words against themselves, right? Mm-hmm. But when I read... when I read this sentence from the team president, we realize that so many of you wanted to make a trip to FedEx Field to be present for this moment. A true lack of understanding of what you, the lifeblood of this franchise, needed to mourn our collective loss and celebrate Sean's legacy. There's an admittance here, Brian, mm-hmm. of a true lack of understanding of what the fan base wants. Mm-hmm. And these are the folks in charge of trading, in charge of coming up with the new name? Mm. Right?
Yeah. But listen.
They're going to pick the Belters.
I truly believe when you hire people to do a job, okay, and the people that are hired right now, I think Jason, yes. Say Martin? Probably so, because he's been a part of this. Then you get a panel of people that have some level of understanding here. I don't think a football coach should ever be involved with that, because football coaches come and go so quickly. And we look at the recent bias. Jay got 6 or 7. So they say we get 7. The person that's going to be around for 6, 7 years don't have a right to be trying to name nothing. I truly feel that way. I think people that have had some longstanding stuff that are supporting in this town, yes. Your president, you hire him, yeah, he's going to be involved with it. But it should be more people who have a lot to do that is connected with this squad. Not some coaches just came in town. And it's just nothing directly. I don't care who was the coach of the team right now. They don't deserve that right. I truly feel that. And I think when you look at the person, that may be the person leading the way, that's totally wrong and asinine. And this has nothing to do with the individual. Anybody sitting in the position today, I'll say the same thing, except Joe Gibbs. Because Joe Gibbs built a lot of what the hell people love about that team.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's been a concern for some time that you have people that just – I've said this analogy before, but you, University of Maryland is my alma mater. When they left the ACC for the Big Ten, nobody that was in a decision-making role understood the history or what it meant. You just had new people that were looking at a bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got – now you look at the Washington football team, you've got new people that are looking at a bottom line. Mm-hmm. That's all this is.
Yeah.
Miss me with the "we want to save the world" crap, because nobody wanted to save the world for a really long time until the money started going away.
Mm-hmm.
Miss me with that. I mean, and now you have screwed up one of the biggest wins this organization can ever have, one of the most special moments for a lot of fans and for his family. You screwed this up. Why this ceremony has to happen with there are going to be 65 other players on the field.
At least.
Right? I mean, 80 players out there. I've covered every alumni weekend since they've started. There's a ton of guys there. He can't have his own time? The more things change, B. I mean, Ashburn is undefeated. You got a dude. And listen, Jason's an incredibly smart person. They've hired a lot of really high-profile, intelligent people. But there's a giant difference in smarts and degrees and intelligence and understanding a fan base,
mm-hmm.
understanding Jerry that just called in, understanding what this team means to people and has meant for months.
Years,
decades,
yep.
lifetimes, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
When I interviewed Antonio Gibson on the night he was drafted. Now, he grew up in Atlanta, but his mom and his mom's family were all from D.C. They were from mm-hmm. PG County, not too far from FedEx Field. And his mom told me a story on draft night of how proud her mother, Antonio Gibson's grandmother, would mm-hmm. be, of course, that he made it to the NFL. Would be able to change his family's life, but that he was going to the Washington football team.
Oh yeah,
Antonio Gibson's grandmother was the biggest Washington football team fan. He joked that they buried her with a Redskins jersey.
Mm.
I don't give a rip if you went to Harvard, Stanford, UVA, Yale. I don't give one single damn. If you went to MIT and Duke and Rice and got a PhD at Oxford,
mm-hmm.
none of that can explain how a fan base feels. None of it. None of that.
You have to be a listener. And you have to be a listener who's willing to hear things that may not be something that's going to sound very, very inviting to you. Because just listening to the people that doesn't make you understand what really has happened and transpired. To try to go anywhere, you got to know where the hell you've been. And there are a lot of upset people who still are here, though. That's the thing about it. They're upset, but they have not left. And I think those people need to be listened to. You know, running in town, telling people, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. And then when they question the fact that it's not being done, when they question the fact that things seem to be just like it was, you can't get mad and try to run from that. Because people give you a certain time when you say something is going to happen. Then after a moment, they start seeing if it's happening. And when it don't start happening, then they start voicing their displeasure with it. And when they voice their displeasure, if the first thing you do is to try to bite their heads off and just dismiss them, you're about to find out the real wrath of what they truly feel.
I understand you had to get rid of a lot of people that would have had institutional knowledge of this fan base because they lived it, they were part of it. Mm-hmm. You had to get rid of a lot of those people. But there are other people that have institutional knowledge of what it means to be a Redskins fan, of what it means to be a Washington Football Team fan. Mm-hmm. Not all of them are bad. You can find good ones out. Our guy, I was thinking about this. Our guy Danny Frank, B. Mm-hmm. Would he not be the perfect person for them? He works in that business.
Yep, he's been around forever.
He's been around forever. He remembers the glory days. And here's what's even more remarkable. He still actually goes to games.
Yeah.
That dude could go to
any. He was coming from New York on a regular basis right. to go to games. Then he moved back down.
Right.
Yeah.
That dude could go to any game he wants in the NFL any Sunday. Right? And he still goes to that dump. Those are the people you need to embrace. And I know they've tried to embrace. How the hell do you have a fan panel or whatever it is without Tailgate Ted?
Hmm.
What? It just, I've never felt more nervous about the name situation than I do watching this Sean Taylor thing unfold. Here come the Belters.
If it is, they better change that today. It won't work that way. That won't happen. It can't happen.
Brian, if I had told you they would screw up the Sean Taylor jersey retirement, you would have told me that can't happen either.
Yeah, but the Belters, that can't happen.
Taking your calls next.
The Belters can't make anything better.
PFT commenter joins the program at noon. Listen, when we get to noon, PFT joins us at 11:45. When we get to high noon, we're talking football. Okay? Everybody ready?
Yeah, we got to get them ready for the weekend.
All right, we're taking calls on this nonsense debacle.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fountain of embarrassment next on The Fan. You gotta be bleeping kidding me. Terry McLaurin's not practicing.
Just to give him a day off. Has he been dealing with an injury?
He hasn't been on the injury report this week.
Okay, so that's just probably like a, let's give him, we're going to need him this week, so let's let him relax.
All right. Listen, here's what I know.
He hasn't been on the injury report. Did he had nothing coming out of the game. What could it be to keep him out of practice other than just give him some time off? He's a guy that put in a lot of work this offseason. He's had some effective games this year. Plays tough as hell.
I totally agree. I would expect him to play, and we'll get an update in probably about an hour from Ron Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, just when everything's going to bleep town. One more. Phone lines are packed. Let's see if we can get Sheehan on the phone. I saw something on Twitter that Kevin Sheehan is reporting. I don't know if this is accurate. I'll try to text him during the
reporting
break.
Reporting what?
If this is accurate, this is damning. Very, very damning. So this is from Washington Football Fan on Twitter. He said, Kevin Sheehan reported that the initial plan and the only plan was to rededicate Sean Taylor Road this Sunday.
That's what it was.
That's why the family was invited and why a few players were invited.
That's what it was.
Like, they were always going to have alumni weekend, and I know that they were having the family come. I just think the retirement stuff.
That came in the last few days.
And to try to get people to stop talking about emails and DEA.
And has it happened?
No. Yes.
It happened, per se.
We've stopped talking about those train wrecks, but we're talking about this train wreck. I think they thought it would just be this fountain of positivity, when in fact, it's a fountain of poo-poo. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The phone lines are packed. Let's go to Josh and DC.
Josh, what's up, man? That's my beef.
Josh, you're on with us, buddy. Josh.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Josh, all right, on home.
See you, Josh. Montana called back. All right, let's go to Montana. Montana, what's up, man?
Thank you so much for taking my phone call, gentlemen. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you listening, man.
Anytime. Great show. Hey, yeah, the whole Sean Taylor is a disaster, but again, you guys can't, I mean, they can't cancel or postpone it because there's still a lot of people trying to make plans to come. I got cousins coming from Charlotte, so imagine if you say, look, you know, we're going to do it in a few months. They're making plans to come, so that would be a disaster within a disaster. But real quick, hey, B. Mitch, yep. Let's be honest for a second because you're a real honest dude, stand-up dude. I've been listening to you for 8 years, man. What role do the former players of the Washington football team have? Because, you know, there has to be at least one former player that has Dan Snyder's ear. And I think it's unacceptable what's been taking place the last 30 years. I really think there's more that former players can do. The name change, everything that's been happening, the Sean Taylor stuff. Somebody needs to sit down with Dan in the room. This weekend will be perfect. 80 alumni plus coming in this town. There's no excuse.
But the thing about why former players can't do more. But the thing
I hear your passion be missed. Eight years I've been listening to you on the radio, a lot of passion. You know what I'm saying? But I really hope some of that passion can be off the radio and, you know, sit down with Dan or really make some things happen.
I'm going to speak for him. Montana, they don't listen. Are you crazy? You think they can do anything? They don't listen.
JP, real quick.
They don't listen.
Real quick. JP, real quick, one example, and I really hope somebody can answer this. Is there like a rule against former Redskins players talking to current players? Because you had an interview with Charles Mann. And Charles, I'm paraphrasing, but Charles Mann said something in the like about, you know, I don't know if they're being taught this way, that way, and I'm paraphrasing. So my thought process hearing that from Charles Mann is, Charles Mann, why not make an attempt to go to Redskins Park?
Because there's coaches, dude.
The players. I guess there's a rule against that.
There's no rule. No,
there's no rule against it, and I think people don't understand. I've sat on this radio and offer my you know, expertise and things of that nature. But let's remember something. I can tell you this. I know this for a fact back in the past. When people would come through there, I was presented as a negative because I'm honest. I don't sit up here and pucker up to let no butts hit my lips. And I'm going to say what I truly believe instead of what I think somebody wants to hear. And I think they need some essence of that. Yeah, they listen to some former players, the ones that say exactly what the hell they want them to say all the time, you know. And not everybody that works with the team is that person, but those people are not being asked certain things. But then also there are people out here who would love to be involved and help them out. But what has happened is every coach that comes in here, they want to present themselves, their people. They don't reach out to the former players because they're competing against that. The success of this team came when a lot of the former players, the guys from way back, were dealing with things. Those people are not necessarily welcome in all the time unless they're sitting up there trying to get something from them and they're going to do anything they want them to do. But there are people that don't want a damn thing from them that will be willing to give their mindset, their thoughts, and let them know what's going on. You know, I'm one of them people. I don't need anything from me. I got enough entities, enough things I'm doing, but I don't
Joe
need nothing from
me. Joe Theismann said on the record that Dwayne Haskins stopped returning his calls. Former players reach out. Former players, by and large, are powerless in this situation. I listened to LeVar Arrington on the station yesterday with Grant and Danny talk about his open distrust of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on B. It's not on Charles Mann. It's not on these legends. The legends are the ones that have been wronged. Not the other way around. Goodness.
But that's the way the narrative goes. That's the way the narrative is presented. Most times. Because, you know, when I left here, you know, say that Brian Mitchell left. No, Brian Mitchell was cut. Okay?
Right.
So once you're cut, then you go wherever the hell somebody wants you. So that was a narrative for the longest. People should always say, man, why did you leave? I didn't leave. You know? After I got cut, then I'm going to whoever wants to show me love.
Let's go to Kevin in Chesterfield. Kevin, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, fellas? B-Biz JP. Love your show, fellas.
Thanks, pal.
I was calling in. I wanted to express, you know, I'm not a baller like a bunch of these people. I've only been to two games. I'm a lifelong fan. My dad's a lifelong fan. My son's a lifelong fan. But I'm not a baller like these kids, so I've been to two games. I wanted to tell y'all, I would have missed a rent payment to go see this game if they would have gave me notice. You know, it hurts me deep down inside that they don't care about us fans. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I wanted to say, guys. I would have missed a rent payment. I got a wife and two kids. I would have missed this to bring my family to this. You know, this is a historic event. But I just wanted to express my opinion on how, you know, they hurt me inside, man. I just, you know, they don't care about us. They nothing like that. So
I'm sorry, man. Listen, I legit am sorry for you, Kevin. Like, I can hear it in your voice. This dude's talking about missing his rent payment so he can bring his wife and kids to this ceremony.
Yeah, and I appreciate y'all taking my call, fellas, and I love the work y'all do.
Thanks, bud.
All right, bro.
Like, I feel for this dude. I feel for the people that talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lanville, do you buy any of this, by the way? That it was planned all along?
Oh, hell no, it wasn't planned all along. I mean, come on. I can't. There's no way that you can honestly believe this was planned all along. They saw all of the nonsense happening, and they knew the family was going to be there. You said people knew the family was going to be there. They said, what the hell? We'll retire the jersey now.
They already named the road.
Yeah.
And they're trying to act like naming the road is a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they tried to spin that.
Yeah.
You already named the road. I drive on that road.
I still have the issue with the fact that they try to do so many things at one time. And I think just the simple fact of doing one thing at one time, that shows how vitally important you say something is or not it. Or it's not.
I'm guessing what happened is they made a plan to do one particular thing, and it didn't get the buzz they thought it would, so then they added something else, still didn't get any buzz, and they said, what the hell, here's another thing we'll throw on top of it, just to try to distract from the, you know, ongoing dumpster fire that is this organization, and this one blew up in their face.
Was pour gasoline on the dumpster fire.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. God, it's so disappointing. I keep telling myself I won't get mad about it, and then I just keep getting mad about it.
Don't get mad.
I hear you, but I'm mad for that dude that just called in, Kevin in Chesterfield. Kevin in Chesterfield doesn't get to scream on the radio, and we know people are listening. I'm doing it for him. I honestly feel that way on this one. I feel like because we hammered them so much yesterday, Jason Wright had to come out and apologize. But that doesn't get Kevin in Chesterfield to FedEx on Sunday because you gave him 3 days' notice. And there's a lot of people like Kevin in Chesterfield. Sure sounds like he's living kind of month to month, right? That's the impression he gave.
Yep.
That he was going to miss paying his rent where he lives, his home, his domicile, so he could go to a football game. And that's how much this stuff means to people. That's what this means to people.
100%, brother.
Not everybody understands it, man. And the people that don't understand it are in charge. The people that understand it keep buying in the changes, culture changes, everything's better.
Hold on. Listen to this. Just got something on Instagram and said, just heard on Fox 5 News, Sean's dad, Pete, didn't know about the jersey retirement until yesterday.
Hold on. We got to confirm that. Call Fox 5. I'm serious. Cody, be a journalist here. Call or find out. If that's real... Oh, my God. People are about to get fired if that's real. There's no way. I know you want me to break, Landfill. What the hell are we supposed to do? The world is burning.
Oh, no. I'm not yet. I'm trying to make Landfill do something that we're not supposed to be doing right now.
PFT Commenter will join us next, and I can only imagine what he's going to say.
We're going to just let him go.
Yeah. I'm just going to, hey, PFT, how are you? I'm just going to let him talk. That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B-Mitch and Finley, Football Friday, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Not wasting any time, we're going right to the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Listen, PFT, we always laugh and joke and have a good time. But I know PFT is a real fan of this Washington football team. I'm guessing that PFT attended games when Sean Taylor was playing, and I'm guessing you're as mad and upset as everybody in D.C. is.
Yeah, I am. I mean, he was my favorite player. He's my favorite player that I've ever seen play the game of football live, like, period. That's it. He was a joy to watch. He kind of did give this team, like, a little bit of cohesion for a few years there. Like, we had a great, outstanding, transcendent talent to root for, probably the most universally loved athlete in Washington, D.C. history, behind, you know, maybe you could say, like, some of the guys that were there for a little bit longer, like Ovechkin, and there's a couple others. But in terms of recent history, like, he was the guy that everybody loved to watch play. Like, the way that the intensity that he brought to the game, just so much fun to watch out there on the field. And the way that this week has been handled, not great. Not great, JP. And I do believe Jason Wright when he says that it was in motion before all the stuff happened with Bruce Allen and all the emails and stuff this week. But I got to say, like, trying to drop that on us with just 3 days' notice, that's tough. That's really, really tough. And you know what? Like, if you want to look at it from, like, a bigger perspective, it would have been nice to schedule the jersey retirement game maybe when we weren't playing the Chiefs. Maybe, you know, maybe a game that we had a decent chance of going out there and winning. Ooh, so, any other week except for the Chiefs, just, like, why would you pick that one? That's a mystery. It's not like we didn't know that the Chiefs were going to have a great offense coming into today, you know, earlier this offseason. But, yeah, regardless of all that, like, it's a tough thing. They definitely messed up on the PR aspect, and I know a lot of people that would want to attend this game. Instead, it feels like it's something that's being sprung on everybody, and I don't think that's the way that they should be treating their fans, especially in a week like this, where it's like, okay, it's just one thing after the other with all the emails coming out of D.C., and I'm sure that they're just going to continue to happen. Like, it's going to be like a trickle effect where, you know, once every 6 days we're going to get a cache of emails that get released. That's, you know, Bruce Allen emailing somebody else. Like, I don't know who else we could get involved in this game of bingo. We got John Gruden, the CEO of Hooters, the head lawyer for the NFL. We've got D. Smith involved. Like, all the main characters are involved right now. So who knows where it goes from here. Actually, my favorite part in the most recent emails that just got leaked, it was Bruce Allen talking about, like, the Rooney Rule and kind of making light of the Rooney Rule. Like, oh, yeah. You know, and as opposed to, like, in the NFL, it's always about making sure that the best person, the most qualified person, could get the job. This is coming from Bruce freaking Allen, whose dad was the coach of the Washington football team and an iconic guy. Like, Bruce Allen has the nerve to complain about
somebody
the Rooney Rule.
Right. Bruce Allen invented being born on third base.
He invented the base. Yes.
Right, yeah.
It's ridiculous that Bruce Allen is a guy that's out there talking that crap about the Rooney Rule when his dad is George Allen.
Right.
Like, does he not understand?
You don't think it was Bruce's electric punting career at the University of Richmond that got him so far in the NFL?
You know what I say, though? I think we lose in sight because I think it's – although Bruce is a scumbag, just to be real,
yeah,
I think it's bigger than him. This is the NFL trying to put our attention on certain people. This is what the NFL is. This is what they've done. And I guarantee you, if more of those emails come out, instead of just emails about Bruce and John, if more come out, we're going to find out more people were playing with the Rooney Rule. Like I said, the Rooney Rule was put in place, and it was needed. But you know what? They have toyed with this thing since
people
it was put in place.
Around it.
And the NFL as a whole is full of crap.
PFT, I wanted to ask you one other thing, though.
I was just going to say, it's an imperfect rule that I think had the best of intentions, and it's probably done a little bit of good. But there's a lot of people that don't take it seriously whatsoever. I remember, like, a few years in a row, it was like, okay, Sylvester Croom is going to get, you know, 4 interviews this offseason,
right,
just so that an owner can check off a box and then just go ahead and hire the guy that he was going to hire to begin with. But I think, you know, it was done with good intentions, and there's no perfect solution, yeah. I don't think. But some teams have taken it more seriously than others, for sure.
Talking with PFT commenter, Barstool Sports, world's biggest podcast, pardon my take. PFT, I got to ask this. There's a report here in D.C., we believe from Fox 5, that Pedro Taylor, Sean's father, says he didn't know about the jersey retirement until a few days ago.
Until yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
If that ends up being true, and we're trying to contact Pedro, we're trying to contact Fox 5, There's a lot of skepticism. Listen, I've known that the family has been coming for a few weeks. I've known that, mm-hmm. and there. I think Kevin Sheehan has said, "Listen, the plan was just to rededicate Sean Taylor Road, which is the road around the stadium. Yeah. If the family tells us definitively that they didn't know until yesterday about the jersey retirement, when the rest of us found out, how much does that change this thing for you?"
Yeah, so I was thinking about that too, because I'd noticed, it's funny you mentioned that. I had not heard about the Pedro Taylor thing, but I'd noticed in all the press releases that they've been putting out this week and all the public-facing statements that the team's issued, they've said it's been our intention since the middle of the summer to have this game as a time where we can do our alumni weekend and honor the career of Sean Taylor. That's a very specific way of putting it. I feel like if it was always their intention to retire the jersey, they would say, "We plan to retire his jersey earlier this summer." Instead, they're saying, "Like we had planned on bringing back the alumni and also taking time to honor Sean's career." Those, to me, it seems like a very carefully worded PR statement that they put out. So I believe you. So I think, I don't know if Jason Wright was in the statement that he issued yesterday, if he was just like lying, trying to cover his ass after what happened. But it seems to me like the dots definitely are there to be connected.
Totally.
That they had planned on doing Sean Taylor Road. They planned on having like a celebration of his life and having maybe his dad and his daughter Jackie there. And it sounds like if they were planning all along on doing a straight up serious jersey retirement, which is very rare for the Washington football
team.
They've
only done it twice. Sammy Ball and Bobby Mitchell.
Actually, this question, PFT. Don't you think retiring Sean Taylor's jersey is enough for a day? You don't need to have all this other stuff with it?
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. You're exactly right. You don't need alumni weekend to retire Sean Taylor's jersey. You could tell Washington football team fans, okay, 6 months in advance, this weekend is Sean Taylor weekend. We're retiring his jersey. Players are probably going to wear a certain patch during that game or like a helmet decal. That's something that gets planned out well in advance, and people make the trek from around the country.
Like, wouldn't you have come down if you knew plenty of time in advance?
If I had the opportunity to come down and I knew months in advance, I would have made sure to be there because he is my favorite football player of all time. I just like the amount of respect I have for what he was able to do for the franchise and how he's able to just always be turned on the field, as well as, you know, like it's the way that he passed was so tragic, and like he was there like defending his infant daughter like just everything about the, and then how his name was dragged through the mud while he was still in the hospital by people that are still working in the media right now. You're calling cowards. Mike Wilbon went out there and said some pretty disgusting stuff about Sean Taylor as he was on life support. Like, that was a very emotional week for me and for a lot of people in the area, I think. And everything about the guy's life, like I was his biggest fan, and so I absolutely would have made sure to be down here for this. And I mean, Jason's probably right when he's issuing that statement saying that like it was a big blind spot, and he didn't know how much Sean meant to the fans of the franchise because he hasn't been there for that long. That's definitely true. That's pretty clear. And you know, I hope that he's not lying to us about it, about the jersey ceremony thing. But the more I see the dots out there, the more they're starting to connect, and they kind of realize that they screwed up a little bit by trying to turn alumni weekend / Sean Taylor remembrance into Sean Taylor's jersey retirement at the last minute to distract from the fact that the franchise is a mess and has been a mess for a long time.
PFT, they announced that Bobby Mitchell's jersey was going to be retired in June for a September game. And they announced that Sean Taylor's jersey was going to be retired on October 14th for an October 17th game. There's some troubling stuff going on. We always appreciate your time. I know you're all over the place. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, you do the same. That is PFT commenter from Barstool Sports. Joins the program once a week, and we always appreciate him for it. Phone lines are still juiced. We're not going to stop. What you guys want, we're not going to stop. Taking your calls next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.